WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Lament from laid off federal workers.
For Elon Musk to like use a chainsaw on stage to mock the people that he just fired. Like there is a human element to this whole thing.
Rob McCabe lost his job at the IRS, and President Trump's cost cutter Elon Musk is demanding thousands of federal workers tell him what they've accomplished in the last week or face layoffs. But CBS's Willie James Inman reports.
FBI Director Cash Patel is among those pushing back, saying in an email obtained by CBS News that the Bureau will conduct reviews, adding when and if further information is required, we will coordinate the responses. Trump appointees at several other agencies, including the State Department and Department of Defense, are telling employees to disregard the email.
But Musk says those who don't respond will be laid off midnight Monday. Today, USAID workers are finding out if they're getting laid off at midnight tonight. Pope Francis is in critical condition as he battles pneumonia. Parishioners are praying for him.
Hopefully he'll get better. You know, yeah. We'll see what happens, but we keep praying. That's all we can do.
He's fought through before. Hopefully he'll do it again.
CBS's Seth Doan.
The Vatican is saying tonight that Pope Francis's prognosis remains guarded. Doctors have been saying it could go either way.
Monday marks 3 years since Russia invaded Ukraine. Today, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he would resign, among other concessions, if it guaranteed peace for Ukraine. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb reports from Kyiv.
Despite the tensions with President Trump, Zelensky also called for a meeting with him as the two countries try to negotiate a deal which would see the U.S. gain access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals in exchange for America. Canadian. But the potentially $500 billion agreement so far doesn't offer any U.S. security agreements, and Zelensky said he won't sign anything without it.
The Trump administration looks to reboot a policy in its crackdown on illegal immigration. More from CBS's Michael Toscano.
When it comes to the U.S. southern border,
we want to gain operational control.
Border Patrol Chief Mike Banks. But for those migrants who do cross illegally, the Trump administration has prepared plans to bring back a measure known as Title 42. It was enacted in the first Trump administration during the pandemic to allow quick expulsions of migrants. It expired in 2023. Internal government documents obtained by CBS News show the Trump administration would bring it back on the grounds undocumented migrants could spread diseases like tuberculosis. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hour three of Max Inc. Radio, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Wasn't Jenny amazing? Oh, the live stuff in the lair felt good. Felt really good. Terry Barr is going to have Brett Newsky, an interview with him that's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, 8 o'clock hour, just a bunch of local music for your ears. We're going to start it right now with a double dip of Cat and the Hurricane on Max Inc. Radio.
You know what that feels like, I don't think you do. Done running from feelings, I'm learning some teachings. You argue about pronouns, seems like you're just reaching. Do not understand us, but foe and astrand us. You cling to your Bible to save our outcast us. Don't need your permission, just need you to listen. When we say we're human, we're losing transmission. Undress myself. Like how to
project your projection. Don't need your attention. We need more protection. They're killing us now. Don't need your permission. Just need you to listen when we say we're human.
We're losing transmission. Undress myself.
Sorry, I'm not sorry for simply existing. All these terms and tradition, man-made religion. Hey, that box you sent me in is no longer fitting. I'll be there to let you trick me. I'm here for magicians. My mission specific, aligned with the limits. Survival and fitness is God's decision. Don't be surprised we did it. Different, who is it? Who listening? Consistence, my senses is given. We all coexist. I'm with the rainbows missing. Jangle addition, the plot just thickens. No crop shit biggest. My locks is in this. No, my chakras are sitting. Reporting live from the top of my side. Yes, I keep it next to you, but the street gon' be swab. Hey!
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
Cat and the Hurricane, a double dip from them. They're doing live stuff at the Bricks Cider in Mount Horeb on March 2nd. That's going to be an acoustic show rocker. And then on the 15th, they're going to be out in Lake Mills. More information's out there on all social media things. Just type in Max Link Radio. You'll find your way in all the connections to local music that's happening all over town. All this local stuff is powered by Salvatore's Tomato Pie, Sun Prairie, Monona, and Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at SalvatoreTomatoPies.com. Also, Carbon 4 Brewing Company, located on Madison's east side, making high-quality beer with the best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room, which I have a few times, Rocker, and try their exclusive creations. Oh, and the local snacks are delightful. Live music, too. Carbon4.com. Also, Music, the Hair, and the Experience. It's Cherry Pie live in concert. They're playing the biggest hair band hits and ballads of the 80s. Def Leppard. Guns N' Roses, of course, Poison, Warrant. The list goes on. Friday, March 14th, doors will be open at 6 p.m. at the Loxley Live Music Venue at 5264 Verona Road in Fitchburg at the Old Dry Bean location. It's Cherry Pie Live in Concert. Get tickets at LoxleyVenue.com. That's Loxley, L-O-X-L-E-Y, venue.com. Rocker now.
Yes.
We've got a lineup. We've got Last Crack, Magic 7, and Subtomic for some reason. Why is that, Rocker?
Oh, man. Last week when I was in here, Rob, Jimmy sprung on me. Okay. You know, everybody knows I had a health issue.
Yes, and
with the heart. And,
yep.
And, you know, and about some of the medical expenses that we face when we have some of these crises. And Jimmy surprised us.
Surprise, Rocker. I wish I could have been here for that.
With the Rocker Jamboree. Yes! He put together this amazing show.
He's been a busy beaver.
He is a busy beaver. And it's totally amazing. Last Crack, Subatomic, Electromag, Mindox, and Magic 7 are all going to be playing May the 4th at the Burr Oak here in Madison, and it's going to benefit Mama Cares, which is a fund that, you know, the Mama organization puts together to help musicians in their time of crisis.
They do great stuff.
And he really was doing it for me as well, because this has been, you know, a kind of a crazy crisis. You have a lot of out-of-pocket expenses.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, you don't realize you have. And he brought together a lot of great sponsors: Aftershock, Classic Arcade, Brainstormer Video Studios, The Ethical Trade Company, Guitar Shop of Wisconsin, Greg Ginner over there, Madison Drum Makers, and the Aaron Weber Group. They've all gotten together to, you know, help organize this great event called the Rocker Jamboree. And here we go. This is Last Crack, Burning Time. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio.
For the people.
Radio for the people.
Law that no one in the world ever let me know.
Subatomic on Mag Sync Radio. Before that, in Magic 7. Then, of course, Last Crack. Rocker Jamboree Sunday, May 4th, 1 to 5 p.m. at the Burr Oak in Madison. Last Crack, Subatomic, Mind Ox, Electromag, Magic 7, Benefit for Mama Cares, and of course, Rocker right here on Mag Sync Radio. All this local music is brought to you by the Ethical Trade Company, and it's dedicated to empowering artisans and farmers who are vulnerable to exploitation. Ethical Trade Company carries a diverse range of items from over 50 countries. And in their store right here in Madison on the east side, and online on their web store, ethicaltradeco.com, Goods for a Better World. Max Inc. right now, if you check out with them, you get 15% off, which is super duper cool. What else do we have going on? Well, we have a whole bunch of local artists in the bottom half hour of Max Inc. Radio tonight. And also, Flavor That Kills is our next track that we're going to play right now. They're going to be doing live stuff at the Red Rooster on the 28th of March. This is American Dream Now on the Civic Media Radio Network. Flavor That Kills on Mag Sync Radio. More local music coming up right after this break. Stay tuned to the Civic Media Radio Network. You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, you get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that move to Madison is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It's the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. The Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass.
Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is gonna rock. The Rocker Jamboree. A benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon. Featuring Last Crack. Subatomic. Mind Docs, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advance tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Downs Brass Band. This is Max Inc. Radio. All right, you can catch Mama Dig Down's Brass Band and the Rare Element at the High Noon Saloon Fat Tuesday 3-4. That's just around the corner. Can't wait for Fat Tuesday. Good celebrations out there. Before that, Too Sick Charlie, he's going to be in Madison on 3-8, or Prairie du Sac on 3-13. Lots of live stuff coming up. Make sure you swing by maxincradio.com or all the social media things. That way you can get connected to the local stuff that's happening right here in Madison. All this local things are brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts with locally hand-blown glass, 3 locations in Madison. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Also, Lazy Oaf Lounge, great food and drinks, live music. You can watch the big game on their big screens at the Lazy Loaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road, or online at lazyoaflounge.com. And lastly, the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and then stay for the delicious beer and also that live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu online and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. And I cannot forget about the newest sponsor that we have, the new Loxley Live Music Venue in Fitchburg. The Loxley is located in Verona Road, on Verona Road, at the Old Bean location, and features live music along with private events like weddings, family celebrations. Book your next event, see all the things they can do, go see a band, get hitched at the Loxley venue. Find out more information, go to Loxley on Facebook, Instagram, and on the web at Loxley, L-O-X-L-E-Y, venue.com. Betsy Aid now, and the Well-Known Strangers on Max Inc. Radio.
Sweet, sweet surrender. And when you are down and out, your greatest defender.
Tonight's local music is brought to you by Carbon 4 Brewing Company, located on Madison's east side, making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room, try their exclusive creations by their brewers, plus sampling some local snacks that I just love, and they have live music, carbon4.com. Next up, the Women Respect Concert is right around the corner, and this band is the backing band for that celebration. The concert's at the Majestic Theater. It's on 329. Celebration of Music is Women in Music, and a whole lot of local women artists are performing. More information is out there. Max Inc. Radio and all the social media things will get you in the right direction. This backing band is, of course, The Big Payback. This is Running with the Fire now on Max Inc. Radio. Big Payback on Max Inc. Radio. Majestic Theater 329. All right, time to fire up the patent-pending Jimmy Tracker. You're going to be at the Red Rooster on 3-8. So, of course, we play the hit. Terry Barr will be in at 9 p.m. She'll have Brett Newsky, an interview with him. Then Jimmy K takes us to midnight. See you next week, everybody.
I ran into some trouble some time back. Me and my old lady got a little off track. Hey, hey. It's when my world started tumbling down. Well, we just didn't see eye to eye.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories
featuring Wisconsin's own Trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
It's got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. You are listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228DP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Most USAID workers found out today that they are being laid off at midnight tonight, and thousands more federal employees have been given a deadline to tell Elon Musk what they have accomplished in the last week.
Federal workers have until tomorrow night to respond to the memo, but Everett Kelly, who heads the largest federal employees union, has responded, saying some federal workers won't see the memo in time because they're on approved time off. Others don't even have government emails.
We will challenge every illegal action that's taken by this administration, especially this.
Here at the White House, members of the United States Secret Service received the memo. Their job is to protect the President of the United States. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Hope Francis is in critical condition with pneumonia, CBS's Seth Doan reports.
His doctors have underscored he is a fragile patient.